This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Welcome, friends. Diane Halfman here with another episode of Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. You are in for a real treat today with my guest, Dr. Michelle Gunderson. Dr. Michelle Gunderson teaches visionary messengers how to tap into the secret power of story to catapult both their businesses and their lives. A best-selling author and former university instructor, Michelle is known by many as the breakthrough story expert. She helps heart-centered entrepreneurs create empowering stories in every aspect of their businesses, from speaking and networking to managing a team to getting the words out. Her clients go from not knowing what they want to offer to creating 5 or 6-figure months in a business that they love. When you discover your own empowering story with Michelle, you can learn to play more, have fun, create profitable businesses, and powerfully share your gifts with the world. Michelle, welcome, and thank you for being here as part of the conversation of Spa Life.
Thank you, Diane. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Ah, wonderful. Well, it's great to have all of you guys here with me. And once again, remember that Spa Life is a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. So, Michelle, many people live their life by default instead of by design. So one of the things we want to share with our friends out here is that how are you consciously creating your life so that you are creating that spa life for yourself?
That's a great question, Diane. So I create my life. I create the story of my life. For me, that's what it's all about. So a lot of people create the story. I've done it myself, creating the story of my life in ways I don't even know. It's somebody else's story. It's somebody else's way of thinking about things. And it can happen in the morning, for instance, when I'm with my daughter. She's 17, getting ready for school in the morning. And all of a sudden, everything goes crazy, right? And if I think that my life really isn't my own, if I think that everything's going to go downhill, that no matter how we start out, it's always going to get worse, then everything falls apart. But if I start to realize, Diane, that I'm always living my life as a story, that everything is always a story. And so when I can shift the story, my life shifts, right? So if I'm saying it's always going to go wrong, and we always start out this way, but then we get out the car, into the car, and things are going to fall apart, it's downhill, right? But instead, what's the shape of the story that I'm creating? And then that creates the shape of my space that I live in. That creates the shape of my relationship with my daughter. It shapes my work with my clients. And what I need to do is I need to align with a very different kind of story to make it real. So I guess it sounds theoretical, but it's really not. It's very practical. It's like, what do I do when I'm brushing my teeth? And what do I do when I'm eating breakfast? And how do I create something that is an empowering story? Make it real. Make it aligned.
I love that idea about an empowering story because, you know, we hear a lot of times from people like they all have a story, right? But to actually make that conscious shift into making it an empowering story really makes that difference where you're creating your life by design.
Absolutely. Yeah. And well, often we think that story is something far away from us, you know, that it has nothing to do with me. And maybe it's that shape that I learned in high school. And I know that it's something about climax and rising action, all this stuff. And we really don't know that it's what we're living. We watch a movie and why does it move us? Well, it moves us because it feels like our lives. So when I can stop looking at what somebody else is doing, I can stop looking at wishing for some other life, some other day other than this one right here, right now, and know where I am in the story too. That's really important, right? Instead of going, it's all going downhill from here because, you know, I spilled the blueberries on the floor and the coffee is spilled and the breakfast is burned or whatever it is. That's just the middle of the story.
Right. I love that.
That's just the middle of the story.
And you can shift that. And I love how you talk about in terms of like the day. And that kind of brings me into, I mean, how many times like you'll have a conversation with somebody and you'll ask them how they're doing. And that instantaneous, like, I'm so busy, right? Like, busy is that buzzword that's happening. And, you know, when we hear when people are, you know, as successful as you are, they're thinking like you must have more than the 24 hours that everyone else has. However, that is something that is just that level playing field that we all have is that same 24 hours. So what are some of your spa life secrets that allows you to have more impact in your day, that you're making the most of those 24 hours?
Another beautiful question because I get this one life. Mm. This is the time that I have. What am I going to do with it? How am I going to use it? So instead of letting somebody else control my life, instead of playing a bit part in somebody else's story, you know, focus, intentionality, you know, I figure out what's really essential, what's really important in my life. And I let the rest drop away. And so often it's somebody else's story that is running the show. And Diane, well, you know, you were there that day in my life. I lost my life partner many months ago now. And he was often playing a role in somebody else's life. I mean, he was at a heart of gold. It's like, let me do this for that person, this for that person. Very generous. Great to be generous, right? But what's the center of my life? You know, what really matters to me? And so I was always saying to him, you know, like, take care of yourself. Make sure you take care of yourself. And I love this, what you say, Diane, about spa life. It's like, can we put our lives at the center and flow out of that? You know, and it's very personal to me. It's really important, right? Can I live the life that I'm meant to live, right? Put me at the center of the story.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and I love you bringing that aspect of self-care. You know, a lot of people think of that as a luxury or an extra, or when I get some more time that I'll have that. But that essence of having that self-care, it really is that putting oxygen on yourself first, because if you don't take care of yourself, you don't have any energy. You don't have anything else to give out into the world. So that's actual, I mean, we've all had these different things, and you've had something particularly in this last year where you just really have to get crystal clear on life is short.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It was, I mean, it was his heart that went. And what is it? How do we use our hearts, right? How do I use my heart in my daily life? And can I create from the heart always? And well, maybe not always, you know, because I'm maybe in the middle of the story where the now it's the granola that's spilled or the tire is flat or whatever And can I know that that's just the middle of the story? A tragedy ends. It's like, oh, it starts out well, but then everything went downhill. No, then what did I do with that moment? Right. And when I create that different story inside me to start, then I have the possibility to create something from intention, right? Like, I mean, like one of my students, Katie, she had that very focused intention. It's like, what am I going to create by this year? So she creates these outrageous goals, and she met them all by March 1st. Like, then she's kind of like, Michelle, now what? You know, like, it's a good kind of problem to have, you
right?
know?
I love
so
that.
Focused intentionality. This is what I'm going for. And when there's messy bits in the story, to know that I still get to create it. I get to create. I can create the space like you do with these beautiful spaces that you create, Diane. I walk into your house and it's like, I start doing yoga right away because it feels like a spaciousness. It feels like a joy. It feels like I know where I am in the story. Whatever else has happened up until that moment, I can create something new right here, right now. And what's inside me will create a new vision for myself, for my clients, for my daughter, for the world, right?
Right. You know, I love that you have this foundation around story, because, you know, it really brings up for me just this whole thing about, do we really know where the beginning and end of a story is? Mm-hmm. Because what may be the end of a story on one aspect may actually be the beginning of the next story.
Absolutely.
And how it all ties together. And, you know, you talk about so much the richness and the deepness of story. So, you know, Michelle, why is it so important to you to have story as part of your life's path and your understanding and how it's the foundation of all you're doing now?
Thanks, Diane. Stories are everywhere. I think that's the thing, you know? Stories are everywhere. Sometimes we think, like right now, you know, we're sharing stories about our lives, right? And sometimes we think, well, now I'm telling a story and now I'm not. Now I'm in the world of fact. Now I'm in the world of, you know, my everyday life. And I might think the facts are that I've got, I'm like in your world, this beautiful spa life that you create. I've got stacks of paper here and I think these are factual. So now I'm telling story and now I'm not, but I'm always creating the story, and it touches every single area of my life. It's about the space I live in. It's about the relationships I create. It's in every aspect of my world. And so when I can create it from the inside out, sometimes I think we do opposite but parallel work, Diane, because you start with the space.
Right.
And it's like, what will that create inside you?
Right.
And for me, it's like, well, can I create a different story inside me? And when I do that, it has a ripple effect And I'll create a different space. I'll create a different life. I'll create a different world. And so I'd mentioned that you were with me that day that I heard the news about the death of my man. And the day after that, the next morning, I was on a call with a friend and we always shared our wins, right? We still do. Every Friday we share our wins. I said, I want to share this time and I want to videotape it even. It's the day after my man died. And it's like, what are my wins here?
Right.
Because I get to create this. The story doesn't end here. There's another chapter. And yeah, I cried, but I laughed too. And so much that can be created when we know stories are everywhere. Some are empowering, some are not.
Right, right.
And I can choose.
Well, and then, you know, just by your experience, you know, there were so many different emotions that move through and so many things that realizations and experiences and things where you're able to share more about what your experiences was him because of the story.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Different perspective.
Well, it creates a whole different experience of it. So some people say, well, you went to teach a week-long retreat 2 days after he died. How did you do that, Michelle? Mm. Right. And where we were is, oh, you would love the space. Mm. Right. Because beautiful spa energy, quiet mind, quiet center. And it's like, well, Michelle, how did you do that? You know, how could you do that so quickly afterwards? It's like, well, because the story doesn't end here.
Right.
And then when I know that I'm creating the story, I can more deeply live every moment of my life. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not going to want that piece of paper out of place. I'm not going to want that cupboard kitchen counter that's filled with mess because I'm used to alignment. I know that that's my birthright. That's my story. That's what I have for me and for the people around me. When one of my clients came to me, just because I was across the room, somebody said, you know, how are you doing, Michelle? I said, I love my life.
Mm. Right.
Came from the inside out. And she's like, who does that? Who says that? Nobody says that, right? Tell me more about that.
Right.
Where does that come from?
Well, and how honoring it was for him, for you to be stepping into not only living your work that you do, but to touch the lives of other people and letting them know that that circle does come full around.
Yeah. So this is my story then at that moment. There's no other place that I want to be. There's no other people that I want to be with. I want to be in service right now. I know that there's love here. I know that I have something to contribute. I know that he loved this space. It has that quiet energy of joy and tranquility and connectedness. And so I get to step into a world where I get to both care for my students in this moment, and I know they're going to be caring for me as they did.
Right.
Just amazing. And then when you carry that as a story, instead of everything always goes wrong, the spaces you live in are different. The way you live your life is different. How you care for your clients is different. And, you know, why do I teach this stuff? Because I want to learn it. You know, do I always tell an empowering story? Ask my daughter, not always, right?
Right. You know, it's funny. It was just brought up to me recently about how a lot of times people teach things that they want to learn. Mm-hmm. But I had someone talk about, they actually clarified that message, is that we actually teach something that we want to master.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much different thing than just learning about it. We're really looking at it from just a place of excellence.
Oh, that's beautiful. I've heard it like we teach what we most want to learn and remember.
Mm.
But to master, it's like walking into your home and there's such peace. Thank you for that experience. There's such joy. There's such centeredness. There's such love, right?
Yeah.
And it really extraordinary. And then to me, that kind of aligned space speaks to an empowering story. These two things are deeply connected.
They are. Absolutely. And you know, that was part of the design and the creation, is that I wanted the people that I love to walk into my home and feel like it was home for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
that happens. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Good.
And you created that story in advance too, right? Like from the perspective of what I do and what I love, that piece about story.
Mm.
I have that intention. I have that story. I have that way that my world opens out, and it's not somebody else's story, but how the space is supposed to go.
Right.
What I love, you love it when people can come in and they feel at home, and then you've created that. And that to me is beautiful. That's living life with intention. That's living life with purpose. Mm. That's living life the way it's meant to be. You at the center of the story. And when you're at the center of your story, you let others be that too as they walk into your space.
Definitely. And that, my friends, is spa life. So Michelle, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Yes, absolutely. So just to reiterate, stories are everywhere. They're on the chairs we're sitting on, you know? Somebody made it with love, or they were yelling at somebody when they did it. You know, that's what the story was, right? And they're empowering and disempowering stories, and you can choose. I think it's that you can choose. That's the piece that I want to underline. Just like you choose the spaces you live in, you choose the people that you invite into your life. We all do when we know that we are in control of the story. So if you want a space of ease and a story that can even encompass the chaos too, right? Because I don't know, is a dish ever out of place? Maybe I can't ask you this, Diane. Is there a different dish ever out of place? It's like, no, right? But it can be real. It can be lived. And when I know that I can choose it, and when something goes haywire in my life, I'm just like, well, where am I in the story, right? I can choose where I go from here. I can choose what I make of this moment, where I go from here.
Right. I love that. You know, it's funny about you talking about something being out of place. You know, it's interesting because when it comes to organizing your space and creating a space of what it is, you know, it's not just because it's like a neat stack of pile, you know, that's our end goal to have. Of course, you know, I do like that. However, it's for what it does to our life. It's how we are allowed to be because of what we created in this space. So it's much more important than the actual system of it is how we get to be because of it. So that is such a huge thing. So one of the things I always like to ask of my guests is because it's intentional and how we create our environment and what we are choosing to live in, what is your favorite room in your home and why?
Oh. Now I'm blushing, right? I can't answer that question.
I think there might be a theme with my guests.
Well, let me just say it's a place it's a sanctuary, right? It's a place of deep rest. Oh my goodness. I didn't know you were going to ask me that. Yeah. Yes. No, but I guess it is. I practice yoga in there as well. And so it's my bedroom, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's where there's ease. It's where the day begins and ends. Because what's the story that I'm going to create today? And you know, when I get up out of bed in the morning, I don't get up right away. Every now and then I do, but mostly it's just, this is a good moment. This is the beginning of a new day. And it's delicious. And I love my life. And I wonder what's going to be created today. And it's just on the edge of a new story. It's a continuation of the one before. And I go to bed at night and I think, well, what has this day been? So it's a place of story creation. I didn't know that until you asked me this question. So that's very beautiful. And I can't tell you all the stories I've been creating there.
A rich unfolding. Yes. I love that. Well, thank you so much for having, you know, spending your time with us. We know how precious the time is together and who we choose to spend our time with. And so I'm honored with that. So tell me, I'm sure that our viewers would love to hear more about from you. And how can our listeners keep in contact with you?
Well, thanks for asking that question. It's a great question because I would love to stay in touch with you. And so the best way would be to go over to michellegunderson.com/anatomy and download. That's my free e-guide. It's called Anatomy of an Empowering Story. So Anatomy of an Empowering Story. And I want to tell you, Diane, I had a disempowering story about this myself because it's what I did my PhD on. I wanted to understand what is it that creates an empowering story. And I spent years of my life and worked closely with high-end clients, like doing this work. And I thought, I don't know how to say this in a few words. I don't know how to express it, right? Even after 25 years working with words and stories. And then when I did, I'm like, no, that's just a disempowering story. So it's the best of my understanding of what story's about. And it's pretty succinct. It's not that long. And it's like, you know, what are the big mistakes that we make with story? Like, what's the biggest mistake? And how do I create? How do I start to create that empowering story in my life? So that would be, I would love for you to keep in touch with me there. Go and grab that free e-guide and then let me know, like, what's been helpful to you? What's helped your story? So get in touch, send me an email, send me a note, and I would love to hear. So that's
fabulous. That's perfect. All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you again for your time and sharing this space with me and having the conversation around spa life. And so for those of our viewers who are watching this going, I really want to step into my spa life and not sure where to start with that, I invite you also to get my ebook that has the Step Into Your Spa Life. And you can get that at dianehappen.com/ guide. And by doing that, you can have the look at the nine elements that have you step into that space, because I would love for you to be in that space of creating your spa life. So let's once again get that link from Michelle so you can have that spa life and your stories together.
So it's michellegunderson.com, one L in Michelle, but I think you can get there any old way, right? M-I-C-H-E-L-E, michellegunderson.com /anatomy.
Fantastic. All right.
michellegunderson.com/anatomy.
Perfect. Wonderful. All right, friends. Thank you for joining us here. And until we talk again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.